Tzadik Hei Amid Beis, we have one Toisvis, the last Toisvis on Tzadik Hei Amid Beis. Vid Koma Tanekame Loishna Ishtoi Vigisoi Loishna Arusose Vigisoi Eishes Gisoi Asir. This was the Yekimte of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafche. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafche explained the machlokes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi is as follows. But the Tanakama holds that Eishes Gisoi is always also, and Ishtai is always Muteres, and Rabbi Yossi differentiates if it's Holcho Arusosoi Vigisoi. So then we could say that there was a Tanai. Then we can say Girish Zavanasa. So then Eishes Gisai is also, and Ishtai is also. If it's Holcho Ishtai Vigisai, so then you can't say there was a Tanai in the Nisuin of Ishtai. So then Eishes Gisai is Muta and Ishtai is Muta. The imtaima, so Taisvis asks, minolai delatane kame eishes gisoi asura. Dilma latane kame afulu barusose vigisoi sharye eishes gisoi. Even the lay boy get. So Taisvis asks, we have to understand one thing. In the Mishnah, the Mishnah does not speak at all about Eishes Gisoi. From Rabbi Yossi, we see we're speaking about Eishes Gisoi because he's speaking about Kosha Poisa Dechem, Kosheni Poisa Dechem. So from Rabbi Yossi, we see that the Mishnah is also speaking about Eishes Gisoi. Fine. But what the halach is according to the Tanakhama, we don't have anything according to the Tanakhama. So you could say, so why, how did the Gemara know to say, according to the Tanakhama, Eishes Gisai is always also, even though it's Olcha Ishtai V'Gisai, maybe Pumfakel, he holds Eishes Gisai is always Mutter. He's not Chayish for Tanai. Because by Emerson, this whole Shash, that were chayish, maybe there was a tanai in the first issues, and therefore achayis ishtay is really not achayis ishtay. That is really a machloikis and bav tzadik balad amud beis between the Tanakam and Rabbi Kiva. The Tanakam said the chazal were only mesaken a get by eishes ish, shahorach bailam dinisayom. By all other arayis, they weren't mesaken a get because it's impossible that Kedushin should be Chal. And Rabbi Kiva said that, by Chais Ishtar Yitzayach, if it was a Rusosai. So Al Koponim, so how did the Gemara know that according to the Tanakhama, Eishes Gisai is always also? Maybe Eishes Gisai is always Mutter. And Rabbi Yossi is the Machma. By Eishes Gisai, Rabbi Yossi says, if Holcha Rusosai, the Gisai Lemdinas Hayom, then Eishes Gisai is also. In Posal Alachem, Posal Idei Atzma. That's Eishes Kashm. No, Tana Kama Eishes Gisai Asura, Dumla Tana Kama Fula Barusosai, the Gisai, Shaya Eishes Gisai. Kivin the Loi Boy Get, could be you don't need to get, because I don't clear that there was a Tanai Beirisim. Ki heichidele Rabbi Yossi, heichidele boy get, eishes gisai mishayni. Just like we see according to Rabbi Yossi, when the eishes gisai does not need to get mishayni, ki goin beishte begisai, come the eishes gisai shayye. So maybe the Tanakhama holds afilo holchagusa, so the Gisei also Eishes Gisei doesn't need a get, because you're not chayish that there was a tnai in the Eirisim. But Oimari, the Midairi Tanakhama birshiyusa de Ishtai.
The Tanakhama said that Ishtoi is Muteres. Ube'eshes Gisoi loy Ayri, and he didn't mention one word about Eshes Gisoi. And we know the Mishnah is speaking about Eshes Gisoi, and the Heter was mentioned by Ishtoi. Shmami no Eshes Gisoi Asura Agisoi. Avogav Gleboiget. From that, what he didn't mention a Heter, if he says that Ishta is Muteres, and we know the Mishnah is speaking about Eishes Gisei also, so we can understand from what he's not saying, what he holds, that the only Heter is only by Ishta, not by Eishes Gisei. The story is told, someone was trying to find out about the spoke of Shidduch. He was trying to find out about the Meduberes, and he was asked everyone in town, and no one knew her. He couldn't find out anything about her, so he went to Rabbi Yeruchim, and he told Rabbi Yeruchim, I'm trying to find out, I can't find out anything, no one knows her. So Rabbi Yeruchim says, all of them are talking, you don't hear what they're saying. How is it that no one knows her? So Pshat is, no one wants to talk about her, but you don't hear what they're saying. Al Koponim, if the Tanakhama only said that Ishtai Boteres, so he's speaking about Eishes Gisoi. So it seems from not speaking about her, he's saying enough that she's also, that's what Tosfos says. I forgot the Leiboy get, even though she doesn't need a get. The lekalim meimel d'tznoa havalei v'girish levenosis of the b'cholinyin konsi rabot. Eistis, the Tanakhama holds that what Eishes Gisei is also on Gisei is not because shalayimru girish levenosis, which is not shayich by holche ishtoi v'gisei lundinus hayom. The Bukholin Yikonsravatullah, she doesn't need a get. They asked her outside. Abul Rabbi Yosi, Vada Ilaikonis, Larza Legise, Allahi, the boy get. The Dom Yilamarza Grushosoi. Kamei Baruso, Sevigise, Dikalamaimat, Noi Havalei, Bikadush. Because Rabbi Yosi says that sometimes that's poisla yedei achem. There's some things that's not poisla yedei achem. So according to Rabbi Yosi, the criteria is, if she needs a get, it's shayach to say girish zeven also ze. So then it's eishes gisei is also. She doesn't need a get, and eishes gisei is mutter. Ushmuel da omar besomuch tarusas ochiv. Eino ke'eshes ish. Now, Shmuel, so we have here in our Mishnah, we have here two tanoim. We have here the Tanakhama holds that an isha shaholach baila lemdina sayom v'holcha v'nisei sla'acha, she's always also to the baila rishon, even though it's not shayich to say girish zeh v'nosa zeh. Rabbi Yosi holds she's only also to the Baal HaRishim if it's Shayach Girish Zeh V'Nosa Zeh. And that is Shayach if the first Ishus was an Arusa. So it's Shayach to say that there was a T'nai in the Erisin. So then, the Halach is that, so we're Chayish L'T'nai, and then V'chayish to say Girish Zeh V'Nosa Zeh. U'Shmuel da Omar B'Samuch. Now Shmuel said further, the Arusas Ochiv Eino Ke'eshes Ish. Now Shmuel is not Chayish L'Tznai also. And Shmuel holds that if Arusas Ochiv Edom came and said Meis Arusas Ochiv, and he was Miyabim Ho, and later the Och came back, Sa'ina Ke'ishesis, and she's Mutter Lachzel Ochit. So Shmuel is not like the Tanakhama, and he's not like Rabbi Yosi. So So Taisvah says, Sabalo kerabonon, v'chod debetnoi loitoli inchi. He was like the Chachomim of Rabbi Kiva, and that tzadik dalad amit beis, but all the dinat chayish for tonight, dinat toilon tonight. So memele, v'sovelo krabi yoisi, v'chod edeichet loi boi get, loi domi mach zegrishosiv lo mitzir mishum knas. And he holds like Krabi Yoisi also, that the only time an isha is also a bailarishan is if people will think she's a marzeg roshose, when it's not shayach to say girish zeh venoso zeh, because she's eishes ochiv, so memele, then you didn't ask so. Let us see the top toises, the duma inay poiso. So the Gemara wanted to say that Shmuel paskin like Rabbi Yosi in one bovet. Ha'enei poiso. He's enei poiso, alacherim is enei poiso adayatma. Im taima mai duchke loima came name at the bidarav. Amnunet pligi vakula milse de Rabbi Yosi paskin like the holy. Why did the Gemara want to say such a doichik? Let us say, not like Rav Huna, and like the Gemara says later, but Rav Huna came here for the gay. Like this is a big doichik to say that Shmuel, Paschal, and Rabbi Yosi, and one above it. Shlem is like, Mestabel, or maybe the pligi, but Rav Huna, Mishim Doma, Besoite, Besoite, or Yemevi, the less Elohi, Kevosai. So my mail, it's not Mestabel to say that Rav Paschal, like Rav Huna. So that's he wanted to say like Rav Huna's pshat in Rabbi Shmuel, and Shmuel paskel at Rabbi Yosi by one bovet, by any poison. Okay, let us start the next Mishnah. Nusugya. Omru loy meisa ishtecho. They came and told him meisa ishtecho, v'nosa achoisa meyavio. He married Achoisa. Meisa, then they came and told him that Achoisa meyavia died. Venosa Achoisa meima. Meisa, then they came and told him that his third wife died. Venosa Achoisa meyavia. Meisa, they told him the fourth wife died. Venosa Achoisa meima. Then Venimso kulam kayomis. And then we found out that all these Edom that had told him that his wives died were all liars. It's not true. All his wives were alive. Is muta berishayne ubishlishes ubechamishes. Now he had married sisters all along. So his muta in the first one, the third one, and the chamishes, because they're not related at all one to the other. And the Rishayne, if he dies, and someone is Miyavim the Rishayne, it patters the Shlishis and Chamishis, because they are all his wives. But also, Bishniya Uberevis, he's not permitted to be with the Shniya Uberevis, because the Shniya Uberevis are Achais Ishtoi. The Shni is Achais Ishtei Rishayne, the Rabbi is Achais Ishtei Ashlishis. So there is this also, Vein Biya Achas Mehem Peiteres Saros. And if he died, and they were Miyab, one of them, it won't pat anyone, because they are not his wives. That is, if the Edom were all liars, and all his wives are alive. What is the halacha if the first kat Edom that said meisa ishtecha, they were telling the truth? So when he married the shniya, she was not achais ishte, his wife had died already. Is muta bishniya bereviyit. So then the second one is his wife, the third one is achais ishtei, and the fourth one is his wife. Upaitrei sarei seyem. And if he's miyabim, the second or the fourth will patter all the tzores if he dies. V'osa b'shlishis v'b'chamishis v'ein bi'is achas v'em peteres so'os. Let us see Rashi. Omru loy meisa ishtecho v'noso achoiso me'avio sholoy me'imo. V'chosu v'omru loy meisa ashniya v'noso achoiso shol shniya me'imo v'loy me'avio. V'nimtze shlishis rechoiko min harishayino. So the sister, the third wife, is not at all related to the first wife. V'loy k'chayvosei. There's no relationship whatsoever. Chosu v'omru loy meisa v'noso achoiso shol shlishis me'avio v'loy me'imo. V'nimtze shlishis rechoiko min harishayino v'chosko min harishayino. Is muta barishayne b'shlishis b'chamishis she'en krei v'zu l'zu. So Rashi says va'af al gav she'ashlishis achos ha'shniyehi. Even though the third wife is the sister of the second wife, and he had married the second wife, Yisholye, the Kedusha Shniya Loitovse, he had married her, but Kedusha wasn't Taifas, Achais Ishe. The second wife is an Achais Ishe, Bahavi Yeloh. So if Kedusha isn't Taifas, Bahavi Yeloh Kanusa Mefute. So Philo was by Yeloh, but that doesn't make her a wife. She's an Achais Ishe. Vitanya Onas Isha Muta Liso Bita. The person is ma'anis an isha, is muta to marry the daughter, loy osra toira, ella achis isha. The isra is only, like isha bita, an achis isha, and the second one is, never became his wife. Veheched loy tofis kedushin, lav isha hi. If the kedushin wasn't taifa, she's not an isha. Vechein chamishis, afal pi isha hi achis or rabis. Muteres toil betovse kedusha shlishis, nimtzeis bias rabiyish yachoy shlishis, bias nus, vloy osro chamishis olo. Upoitre sarisaye. And now, del pata de tzoris, 1, 3, and 5, imeis oboyom v'yivim mesachas mem, niftera tzoroso. Vooso bishniya berevias, bishniya mishum rishoino, berevias mishum shlishis. What is if he married the second one, La'acha Mises HaRishayne, She'emes HaYu HaDvorim Shal Rishayne, B'shar HaDvorim Sheker HaYu, B'osa B'shlishis Mipnei Shniye, B'chmishis Mipnei Revis. Hoop. Yeah, let us see further the Mishnah. Before we start this chelik of the Mishnah, I'd just like to give a shtikel agdome. We're going to speak about Abiyas ben Teisha. Chazal tell us, also, Abiyas ben Teisha kemaita begodl. That Abiyas ben Teisha accomplishes what Maima accomplishes by a godel, which Lachaira means it's a Ishus Tarabono. Now, before we get into the sugya, let us just be magdim that in Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Yetesim at Aleph, there's a machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. The Gemara says on Daf Yetesim at Aleph as follows. It says, Ish asher yinav es eishes ish, prat la eishes cotton. That if a person is mezana with an eishes cotton, there's no chiyu misa. So the Gemara asks, v'chiyesh ishus la cotton, that you need a mir to tell us that there's no chiyuv misa. So the Gemara says it's speaking about that a ben teisha was boil yivimta. Now, Shitas Rashi is that the emerson since you don't need das by yibum, number one. Number two, nabiyas ben teisha heza teiras biya. So be'emesin, a yavam ben teisha that's bal yevimtoi is kona. He's kona, and she doesn't need chalitza from him. The yarshin so. Bachitas Rashi. And the Rabbonon said that has a din maima. That means, that mina toire, if there is miyabma, there's no need to make chalitza. Rabbonon said they made it like maima. Mid Rabbonon you need chalitza. But the Rabbonon they said, we don't rechen ki ilu, the zika was nitka, with the bee of the cotton. That is Shitas Rashi. Shitas Toisvis in Kedushin Daf Yutes, Toisvis says no. That the pasuk that tells us Asheyinav, as Eishes is Pratla Eishes Kotten, that pasuk is telling us that the Yavam doesn't get issues in her. Not it's a mute in the Einish of Mrs. Bezen. It's a giloi that he doesn't get issues, even though Misvarech Chitzonik, I would say he should get issues. She's kukaloi, he's only das, and he's a barbie. But the posik, that's pshat and posik, but he doesn't have any issues in her. So mina teure, abies ben teisha, is gornish mit gornish. Rabbonon said, also abies ben tes kemaima begodl. So when we're going to learn the sugya, we have to try to understand how the sugya stems with Rashi and how it stems with Tosfos. And on the days we'll see there's a stir in Rashi. But al kaponim, that is that's a machlekes Rashi in Tosfos. Now let us start the Mishnah. Ben teisha shonim v'yoyim echot. A ben teisha shonim v'yoyim echot hu poisel al yidei achim. That means if he was boyel yivimtoi, so now the other brothers can be miyabin her. V'achin poiselin al yodoi. Now if the other brothers will make maima, or get, or yibum, or chalitze, they'll pasel him. Elohu poisel trile. He can only pasel. So pashtus means if he made beer first. V'achin poisel and trile v'soif. And the achin pasel on him, it doesn't matter when they made maimer or get. They'll always pasel. That means if he made beer betrile and they'll make maimer and darisha, they'll pasel her on him. He only passels if he made bia betchil. And pashtus means if he made bia lepsoif, he won't passel on them. Keitzat, ben teisha shonim yemechot shabo yevimtoi, posal yidei achim. If he was boyil her, he passels her on the brothers. Bo oleho achim, bo osu bo maimer, after this ben teisha was boyelo. Bo leo achim. Now either they were miyabma, or ba osu ba maima, or nos noget, oi cholzu, is poislin al yodo. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, hu poisel tchile kshe bo al tchile. If he was boiled first, so he'll passel her on the other brothers. Avoloi besoif kedemafarish bigmar. Poislin al yodoi, but the other brothers passel him, the biyosei leikonye legamri. His bi is not koine legamri, elo kemaimer baume. Shavyu rabonon bi is bentes kemaimer begodl. So he's not koina legamri, it's like maima. For kaimalom diesh maima vegeto biya vechalitza acha maima. So if it has a din, like it's maima, so So yesh maimer acha maimer, yesh get acha maimer, shlitz acha maimer, yesh bi acha maimer. That's why they passel on him. Zok de gemore, otu kulu laav la acha mises rishoyneninu. In the Mishnah it says, bimbola shniya la acha mises rishoyneninu. All the cases were that he was boil or after Mises HaRishayna, they said, Meis Ishtecho. Omar Avshesh is Lacha Mises HaRishayna Vada. In the first case, they said she was dead. But here, she really was dead. Zog de Gemara Vaita, Ben Teishe Shonim V'yem Echot Tchila Posel, B'soif Loi Posel. Barabenteisha shonim only passels if he was boil tchila. If he was boil besoif loipos. Votoni ravzvid barabayshaye ha'oiser maimer biyevemtoi. Va'achakach bo'ochiv shu bentesh shonim v'yemechod ala aposlo. So the Gemara Sakasha ravzvid said that abiz bentesh passels lepsoif also. And our Mishnah doesn't say like that. I'd like to elaborate for 2-3 minutes. We have over here, the Gemara understood that Abiyas ben Tes will not pass a lipsoif. That means if one brother made Maimah, and now the ben Tes is going to go and make Biyas, it won't pass. That's what it says in the Mishnah. The only problem is, Rav Zvid said it does pass. So we have a problem. That is the problem. So L'chayra, I had another problem. According to Rashi, that Abiyas ben Tes is koine min ha-toyre, so L'chayra, why shouldn't it pass a l'psoi? Forget about the bekiyas of Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid said it passes l'psoi. Forget about Rav Zvid. But Rashi holds Abiyas ben Tes min ha-toyres koine. So if one brother made Maima, so she's his wife midarabono. Now the cotton went and made beer. So now she's his wife min ha-toyres. So why shouldn't it passel? The Gemara understood without Rav Zvid, I would learn the Mishnah Kipshuta. Why shouldn't it passel according to Rashi? According to Tosfos, I understand. According to Tosfos, Abiyas ben Tes is tamas egolmish. The Rabbonon said that it has a din maimer. So the only says it has a din maimer if maimer wasn't made in her. So mele. So then if there was no maimer yet, so this is a teiras maimer. Passel on a second one. If Maima was made, it doesn't pass. So according to Taisus, he understands. But according to Rashi, I don't understand. That was a Ha'orah here. The Lulei de Mistafine, I wanted to fa'em for this Kashi and Lashitas Rashi. I won't go into Ariches Advorim, but I'd like to say one thing. We had learned before, and daf tzadik dalad amet beis, we had learned, Rabbi Kiva says, adroshe, be'eish yisrefu oisoi ve'esen. If a person is bo al chamoisoi, he's chayiv sreife ve'esen. So Rabbi Kiva dashes what the ve'esen means, that if his wife is still alive, both of them are alive, then you burn the chosen, the edim, and the shviga. You burn both of them. That's if his wife is alive. If his wife is not alive, so then there's no chiyif sreife. There's no if he was boyla, b'shas's wife was not alive, so there's no chiyif sreife. So the Gemara says, even though there's no chiyuv sreifa, but there's an issa. Isura miyaike. So when we learned this Gemara, we mentioned this Amachlekes Rashi and Taisvus. Taisvus says, Isura Miya Ike, so Taisvus by us says, there's an Isa, there's a meat in Sreifa, there's no Sreifa. But Chores will be, Allah will be, it's a meat in Sreifa, Be'esh Yisrafu, Oisei Be'es Es, and there's only a Chi of Sreifa, if his wife was alive, Be'shas he was Boil Chamoisei. If his wife wasn't alive, there's no Chi of Sreifa. So it's a meat in Sreifa. But all other Yisurim are Noyi. There's Chores, there's Allah, that's how Tyson says Pshat. We mentioned Rashi says in Sanhedrin, the fine volume with base, Isurim Yeike, Oro Shoichev im Chesanto. Rashi found an Isur, there's a new Oro. So from Rashi we see a Meira de Kezar, that this Miut, even though the Miut was written by the Oynish of Mises Bezen, Rashi learned it's not only a Miut in Mises Bezen, it's a Miut in the whole Isur. There's no, this posik, ikach, ki ikach as isha, ve'imo. This whole posik is a, this posik is only speaking about when his wife is alive. The minute his wife was dead when he was by law, there's no misa, there's no chorus, there's no lav. And the Gemara says, Isurim Yerike, so Rashi dug up an oru, oru sheikhim im chesam. So Rashi seems to say, that even though the miut was written by Mises Bezen, but it's not only a miut in Mises Bezen, it's a miut in all Isurim. That's who seemed that Shita's Rashi. Im Kainim Anachnu, to let us go one step further. According to Rashi, Abias Ben Tes is Kainim in a Torah. Is Kainim. She doesn't need chalitza, he yarshins the brother, it's fine. But there's a miut. What is the miut? The miut is, isha sheyinaf es eishes ish v'lei eishes kotem. So there's no mises bezen. L'chayre, according to Rashi, it should not only be a miut and mises bezen. There's nothing, there's no issa whatsoever. Just like Rashi learns by the miut of Esen, it's a miut, there's no issa whatsoever. There's another posik, Oro Sheichev im Chesantai, so that, it's also. But as this posik, even though the miut was written by Mises Bezen, but it's not only a miut in Mises Bezen, it's a miut in the whole issa that it says in this posik. So L'chayre, according to Rashi, even though Abias ben Tes is kainer, you don't need chalitza, but l'chayre there's no issa whatsoever on the issues of the cotton. Im kainem anachnu, so let us go one step further. So also Abias ben Tes kemaima begodu, mitarabonon, it's like maima. Maima, there is an Isarishus. She's called his wife. She's an Ashes Or, she's an Ashes Ishmi Darabona. Maima is an Ishus. The Ishus of Maima shafs Isurim. The Bee doesn't shaf any Isurim. But also Bee is Benteske Maima Megodo. The Maima shafs Isurim. If that is true, so then it's not sure what I had asked. I had asked Akasha, how could the Gemara say that when, how could the Gemara of Ahava mean that if a cotton is boiled after the maima of a godel, that it shouldn't passel the maima of the godel? It's kind of in a Torah. But there's no isurim on this issue that he has. She's not also to the first one, even though the bia was mavkiya the zike, you don't need chalitz anymore. But al koponim, there's no isur mitzad eishes hakotn. The only isur that could be is because midarabonon it's maima. So just like we understood according to Taisvis, could be the whole din maima only works if he was the first. But if there's already maima, then they didn't say that his maima should pass on the first. So according to Rashi, it's also the same thing. Because the only thing that could answer al yedei bias hasheni on the first bala maima is only the maima derabonon. And the Gemara have a meaning that this maima derabonon is only poisa mitchila, not lipsoif. Al kaponim, let us get back to the Gemara. The Gemara asks Akashi, from the Mishnah it would seem that Abias ben Tes, if one brother had made Maima, this Bia will not passel on the brother. And Rav Zvid said that it does passel. So we have a problem. So the Gemara answers, Omri, I'll tell you, Bia passel afilo b'saif. If a cotton is boil, it will passel afilo b'saif. And that's what Rav Zvid said. Maima tchila posel b'soif loy posel. Maima, what if a cotton makes maima? So if he made maima first, then it will pass on the other achim. B'soif, if he made maima after another brother made maima, loy posel. Period. Frekte gemorge u bia afilu besoif posel. But what are you telling me? Bia posels besoif. Boktoni, we learned in the Mishnah. Let us see the Loshna Mishnah. Ebenteish Hashem yemechot hu poisel aidei achim. Elohu poisel tchila. Va achim poisel tchila besoif. Keitzad benteish Hashem yemechot sheboivim te posel aidei achim. So the Mishnah says, Klo, that Abiyas ben Teish is only Paisel betchila, not b'psoif. So how can you tell me Biyas Paisel b'soif? Faktoni eloshu Paisel tchila, v'hein tchila v'soif, keitzad ben Teish shon v'yemechet shebal yevimtay. So we see that Abiyas ben Teish does Paisel only betchila, not b'psoif. So what are you telling me that the Paisel b'psoif also? So the Gemara says, Chsuri Mech, so there's a few words missing in the Mishnah. B'hochikton. Ben Teisho Shonim V'yayim Echot Hu Paisel Tchila. He passels Tchila. Hein Paiselin Tchila B'soif. And they passel Tchila B'soif. B'medvorim Amurim. Now this is what's missing. B'medvorim Amurim B'mayma. That we said. That a ben teisha shonim only passes betchila, that's tafke if he made maima. Avo bie, paiselas afilo besoif. Keitza, ben teisha shonim yemecha dobo yivim te posa yideya achim. And now what it says in the seifa bie, that's speaking about bie lipsoif, that will pass al yideya achim. Let us see Rashi. Lipsoif lay posel, imosa bogodla maima kaidin bees bentesha, lay posel abees bentesha bal maima. Vatoni Rav Zvid said that abees bentesha does pasel. Mishani bees bentesha posel for lubisoif. Aval mamore shall bentesha. Imhutrile posel. Lipsoif lay posel. So the Gemara says, Vaktani, who poisel tchila maforish bia laalta? The Mishnah says he only passels betchila keitza, and he explains that there was a bia betchila. Maforish bia laalta, alma bia koi. So the Mwens is chsuri mechsa vachiktani. Alva bia fila besoif. Keitza, benta shanim shibal yivim toi posoi de achim shosu ba maima tchila do keitza da besoif koi. The Keter is going with how he passes b'saif. So where are we up to now? So now the Gemara told us as follows, that a ben teisha shonim, if he's boil yivimtoi, so this will passel on the achim, bein betchila, bein b'saif. If he made maimel be yivimtoi, that only passels betchila, but not b'saif. Frag de Gemore umi islei maimer klar, al yedei achim, his maimer kin passel on the achim? Wo asanyi, we learned a baraise, ben te shonim viyem echot, hu poisel bedover echot. He can passel on the brothers with one thing. For achlin poiselin al yodoi ba'albod vorin. And the Achim passel on him with four things. Hu poisel the Achim bebiyah. He passels on his brothers bebiyah. V'Achim poisel mal yodoi bebiyah, b'maimah, beget, b'chalitze. So memela we hear here enough in the Baraisa that a cotton does not passel b'maimah, only bebiyah. He only passels b'dover echot. And you're telling me now that he passes b'maimer also. So the Gemara answers as follows. Bia de posla bein betchila bein besay psikale. Bia always passes. So that's what he said. He always passes b'bia. That's what he means. Maimer, I didn't want to talk about maimer, because maimer sometimes it does passel, sometimes it doesn't passel. Matters when the maimer was. Maimer de betchila posla besayf le posla psikale. So memele, that's why he's just saying what always passes. Be always passes. Maima, I don't want to go into it because sometimes it will pass, sometimes it won't pass. Period. So Mamela, so now Shalom Yisrael. So now we know that Abiyas ben Pesha is Poisel ben Betchila ben Besayt, and Maima is Poisel Betchila not Besayt. And now, Kaponim, we know something else, that a cotton has Maimer also, which is very mechudishtik. We have to really understand this. Bishloim, a cotton has beer. So, Yibum, you don't need das. He's a bar beer. So, we can understand that a cotton has beer. Maimer is very mechudishtik. I mean, he's a lot bar kinyan. Afal pikein, we see Chazal when Mesakin that he has Maimer. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel, yesh lo get. Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel says he has a get also. He can passel with a get. V'chein Omar Rav Tachlife Bar Ravimi, yesh lo maima. He has maima. So we see Takeda, what we said before, is not such moira de kechidushim. We see that Amarim, he has a get, he has maima. Tanya nami hochi, we learned a baraisa. Yesh loy get, the yesh loy maima, divrei rameya. Enough in the baraisa, rameya says, a cotton is a get, a cotton is maima. Zrek the gemore, visova rameya yesh loy get, rameya holds that a cotton is a get. Vosanya, also bias benteshe, ki maima begodl. Be is benteshe is like a maimer of a gogo. Meir oimer also chalitzas benteshe ki get a gogo. It's equivalent to get of a gogo. Vim ise if a meir holds that a cotton also is a get, listeni ki gitoi. That chalitz is like his get. Why do you say ki get be gogo? Why stois only a gogo is a get? Omar Rav Huna Bereide Rav Yeshua Islay, Rav Meir holds that a cotton has a get, Vizuta, but the get of a cotton is smaller than a get of a godel. So what does this mean? So the Gemara explains. L'Rav Gamliel da Omar ein get acha get. Rav Gamliel holds ein get acha get. And if he gave get to one Yevomer, then he gives a get to the another Yevomer, it's nothing. He's not also Bekrei Beisel, it's nothing. She's not Posel Lekune, ain't get Acha get. Hani Mili, Begodol Acha Godol, Bekotten Acha Kotten. Avol Godol Acha Kotten, Mahani. That means, if the first get was through a cotton, and the second get was through a Godol, so yesh get acha get. So we see the get of a cotton is smaller than the get of a godel. Nafilo koritim gemlil ain't get ach a get, aber yesh get shel godel ach a get shel kot. Le rabbona, according to the rabbona, that they say yesh get ach a get, is hani mili be godel ach a godel, a kotten be kotten ach a kotten. Avol kotten ach a godel loimani. That means if a godel gave a get, and now a kotten will give a get, so the second get doesn't help. So memele, so rameye is very meduyik. Osu chalitzas bentes ki get be godel. So that means that there'll be a chalitza after a get. There won't be a get after a get by a kotten, but there'll be a chalitza after a get. So therefore, Rameya taka holds a kotten as a get, but this get is inferior to a get of a godel. But he wanted to tell you that the chalitza of a kotten is not inferior to a get of a godel. That's who's very medayik bushayne. Also, chalitza's ben teishe ki get be godel. A chalitza of a ben teishe is like a get begodl. Let us see Rashi. Yesh le get le poisla de achim. De kaima olayu bekiven shle bonishub le yivne. Yes, a get also. Or pasl on the brothers. Also chalitzes ben tes litchois ki get begodl. She poisla ye de achim. The chalitza will pasl that other brothers won't be able to make yibum. Utsricha chalitza. Now they'll need, now thou shall need chalitza from the other brothers. Kein chalitza's bentes ain't a lifter ala lifsel. It doesn't accomplish anything. It's not constructive. It's destructive. But al kaponim, it accomplishes something that the brothers can't make yibum anymore after he makes chalitza. Islay get vizuta miget de godel. But it's smaller than the get the godel, and therefore, according to Ram Gamliel, there'll be yesh get ache get shel kotten. According to the Rabbonan, a get of a kotten will not help if the get of a godel. Avol achitz, avol chalitzosoy, vizutem get the godel, avol chalitzosoy, avol ki get the godel. Mishimachi loitoni ki gitoy, vashtekem aforosh v'ozol, my betzirusoi de gitoi mi get the godel. In what way is his get smaller than a get of a godel? So that is this gemara. Now we heard over here that the gemara was mechadish number one that a cotton has maima. And then the Gemara brought down from Amar Rav Yehuda Meshmul, yesh le get, chen Amar Rav Tachlife ba'aravime yesh le maima. So let us see Taisus. Chen Amar Rav Tachlife ba'aravime yesh le maima. Oy Mari, the man da Amar yesh le maima, the man da omar, it's very interesting. The Gemara says v'chein, but Tosfos says there's a big difference between Rav Yehuda Meshmul and Rav Tachlife ba'aravime. Rav Tachlife ba'aravime says, Rav Tachlife ba'aravime says, yesh loy maima, avol get loy, he doesn't have a get. The maima odiv shehu b'mokim bia. Maima is equivalent to bia. Avol get avi b'mokim chalitza. Get is like a chalitza. Ubiya adifim mi chalitza. Do bia amrine in de psikalei ben betchila ben besayt. Avol chalitza loy. Now let us just explain what Tosfos said over here. Tosfos said that there's a machlekes Rav Tachlife bar Avimi and Rav Yehuda Meshmul. Rav Yehuda Meshmul says there's a machlekes Rav Tachlife bar Avimi and Rav Yehuda Meshmul. Rav Tachlife Baravimi says, yesh le maima. a cotton hair's maimer. A get he doesn't have. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says he has a get the kolshkein maimer. So now Tosfos explains why is it that way. So Tosfos says a whole cheshbon. Because get is b'mokim chalitze, and maimer is b'mokim bia, and we see that bia is better than chalitze. Bia helps lipsoif, chalitze doesn't help lipsoif. So, just like bia is better than chalitze, so there's a svar that maimer is better than get. Atkan l'shainim. Now, l'chayre, I would like to be ma'ayre ashtikol ha'ore. We had mentioned before that shitas ha'taisvus is that bias bentes min ha'tayre is nothing. Now, let's go one step further. Chalitze of a cotton is also nothing. Kocha yeyasa la'ish, ish v'lay cotton. So zamiyat, so ma'mela, a bias cotton is garnished. Min ha-teire. A chalitza's cotton is garnished min ha-teire. But now all of a sudden Tosfos says, but you know, bias, a bias cotton is better than chalitza's cotton. And Tosfos starts proving it because you see, bia helps lipsoif. So therefore, maima will help. Because maima is like a bia. Chalitza won't help lipsoif. So it could be get bachlal doesn't help. Oh, but that's what Tosfos says. These are facts of life. Oh, but he gufikasha. How do we understand this? Why is bia better than chalitza? I have a miut that bia's cotton is not kaine, and I have a miut that is not chalitza by a cotton. So why did Chazal make bia's cotton is better? Chalitza's cotton is not good at all. Perhaps we could say, there's a Gemara further, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara says, the Gemara darshins, Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara darshins from a pasuk that it says, Yevame Yovo Yaleo Koldohu. Yevame Yovo Yaleo Koldohu. A filo, he's a cotton, it's also din yevame yave yale. That's what the Gemara says. Yevame yave yale kodu. Doesn't matter how old he is. A filo, he's a cotton. Let's not get into the sugya, but that's what the Gemara says. Now, the Rashba in Kiddushin brings down Rashba Kedushin Daf Yutesa Medal brings down the Rashi Shita is that Abiyas Kotn is Koine Min HaTayre. And he says the Raivet also holds it's Koine Min HaTayre. And the Makar of the Raivet is this Gemara, Yevomi Yovo Yaleo Koldu is a Yibum by, it doesn't matter how old the Yovom is. As long as he makes a Maisa Biya, Yevomi Yovo Yaleo Koldu. So the Raivet brings down a Makar from this Gemara that Abiyas Kotn is Yibum, is Kainim in HaTayr. The Marsha and Afkuf Yudalef Abed Beis on this Gemara asks a pertinent question. He says, what did Tosfos do with this Gemara? Here the Gemara says, Yevomi Yovo Yaleo Koldu, that it's a Yibum. It doesn't matter how old he is. He says, Tosfos in Kiddushin says that he's not Koine Min HaTayre. So what did Tosfos do with this Gemara? There's a psalimut that it doesn't matter how old the Yavam is. That's the Marsha's kasha. So the Marsha says, Tosfos learned pshat in this Gemara that it doesn't matter how old he is, there won't be an Issa Eishesach. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. The Pasuk is, and you need a Pasuk for this, even though there's no mitzvah of Yibum, there's still no Issa Eishesach. So this is a Pasuk that's telling us. That's the Lashon of the Marsha is, Meforish. He says you can't say Pshat and Pasuk to have a Yibum a Yibum, but the Pasuk is telling us that the Yibum of a cotton is a Yibum. The Mabina le cotton mikroi mi Yivom mikodo. The Habisha Rabbit Nandos will be his Bentes Kemaime Begodot Zain Elamida Rabbonon. Chemoisha Kosova Taisis Berkamik Degdushin. So Taisa, he says, no, the Pasuk is coming to tell us that there's no Issa. There's no Issa. That's what the Pasuk is coming to tell us. That there's no Issa Reish Yisach. Even though he's Allah Barakom Hashem, there's no Issa Reish Yisach. That's what the Pasuk is coming to tell us. But perhaps we could say one Nekudah. But let us learn Chumash. The Pasuk says, Yivomai Yavoi Aleo. Kodu, that any, how old, doesn't matter how old he is, it's Yivomai Yavoi Aleo. So it could be the Pasuk is telling us that it is a Maisa Yibu. It doesn't, you don't have to be a Barakom Hashem. It's called a Maisa Yibu. It's called a Maisa Yibu. But, so if it's a Maisa Yibu, there's no Yisarei Shesoch. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. I have a Gemara in Kedushin that's telling us that there's no Chalois Yibu, that he's not Koinahar, he doesn't have a, she needs Chalitze, she's not Ishtoi, but we have here really two Psukim. One Pasuk tells us that it's a Maisa Yibum, and that's why there's no Yisareish Yisach. Yivom Yovila doesn't matter how old he is. If he's a Lav Barakom Hashem, it's still called a Maisa Yibum. It's called Yivom Yovila. It's a Maisa Yibum. And if it, a Maisa Yibum was done, there's no Yisareish Yisach. Even though there's no Kiyum of Mitzvah Yibum. That's Yivom Yovila. The Pasuk in Kedushin is telling us, but there's no Chalois Yibum. He's not Kainahar. He's not Mavkiya Dezike. That's the two Psukim. So it could be, so what did the Rabbonon say? The Rabbonon said, but since the Pasuk told us it's a Maisa Yibum in HaTayre, so mi the Rabbonon, there's a Chalois Maimer on it. The Rabbonon said, it also be his ben teske maime begodol, the Rabbonon said, if the Torah recognized this as a maisi yibum, so me the Rabbonon will say this is a chalois yibum. That's the also, rabbi is ben teske maime begodol. That's, they said me the Rabbonon, it's kind of also. That was what the Rabbonon did, because the Torah said it is a maisi yibum, and that's why there's no Yisrael Shesach. Masha ain't came the miyut of chalitza kocha yeyosa leish leish v'loy cotton. The pasuk tells us there's no chalitza by a cotton. Period. There's no chalitza by a cotton. The holding of chalitza is only by a godel, not by a cotton. So therefore we can understand that full according to Tosfos there's a difference between bi and chalitza. Ein khanami min a teure the bees cotton is not keine min a teure des no khalitzes cotton but al kaponim min a teure a bees cotton is called a meise yibum it's nicht la und der poste gewon ma yaba yala it's called a meise yibum so therefore if the teure considered it a meise yibum to tell us there's no isareish yisach so the teure was machshibit for a meise yibum. The Torah was machshavet for Maisa Yibum. So the Rabbanon says, you know me, the Rabbanon will be a Chalais Yibum. So also be his bentes, kemayme begodol. There's a din mayme. It's kind of mayme. And therefore there are more chumres by a bias cotton than by chalitzes cotton. That's why a bias cotton is poisele besoit. Chalitzes cotton is not poisele besoit. That's why yesh loy maimer, because his maimer is b'mokim yibum koi. V'ein loy get, because get is b'mokim chalitze. So memele, so could be that is pshat in Tosfos. That means even though Tosfos holds that abiyas cotton is not koine min ha-teire, af al piken, it's more choshu than chalitzes cotton. Perhaps that's pshat in Tosfos. Rav Meir Oimer also chalitzas ben tes. Oimeri, de la Rav Meir, so he says, Rav Meir says that a kotner is chalitza. Oimeri de Rav Meir yesh le chalitza, v'kol shkein biye, he has chalitza, and he has biye, aber rabonon davke biye yesh loy, aber chalitza ein loy, he doesn't have chalitza. Umas nisen o bereise de la diktoni, ben tes poysel a yede achem bederech echot, al kolchoch rabononi, de la rameye psikelei chalitza, kemoy biye, de oma chalitzes ben tes ki get begodl, the get shall godl poysel afilo lipsaif. So Tosfos says, I'm more than a kezach. According to Rameya, Rameya said, also chalitzas cotton ki get begodl. And the whole nafkamina was, it's just like a get pasels lipsaif of a godl, so a chalitzas cotton will also pasel lipsaif. So Tosfos says, there's a machloikis over here. The Chachomim before hold that only what passes Lipsoif only be it. Chalitza doesn't pass a Lipsoif, and that's why they said that a Kotnus Poisel B'darachecha only be it. If Rav Meir said that a Chalitza's Kotn is Keget Begodel, in other words, it'll pass a Lipsoif also, So he holds his chalitza lebsoif. Period. This is a machlokes. Now, let's not go further. In Tosfos, it's a little complicated. Tosfos is akasha, pshat and Rav Shmuel, but al kaponim, that is what Tosfos lemais is telling us. Let us start the next Mishnah. Ben teshonim v'yoyim echod shebo al yivimtoi, ואחר כך בוא לאוכיב שהוא בן תש שונים ביום אחד. First, one בן תש was מייבן, and then a second בן תש was מייבן, the same יבומה. פויסל על יודוי. So the second בן תש passes on the first one. רב שמעון אומר לא פויסל. רב שמעון holds, he doesn't pass. Now, a second case. Ben teshonim v'yoyim echad shebo yevimtoi, v'achar kach bo al tzoroso. He was first bo yevimtoi, then he was bo yevimtoi. Poisel al yedei atzmoi. So now, by being bo yevimtoi, he passeled himself. That means, let us explain the second case. He was bo yevimtoi. Is also be his ben tes kemaima begodl, so they made a maima in one yevame. Now he goes and is boil the tzore, so he made a maima in the second yevame. So now this by his echad the boy, by the boy nishnei batim. So now each one nishnei batim is a second bias. So me meile, so poisel yidei atzmai. Rab Shimon oima loy poisel. We'll see, Rab Shimon holds, there's no two maimers. Either maimer is koine kinyin gomu, so then the first maimer helps, or maimer isn't koine at all. But it's not koine vishaya. It's either koine legamri, or loy koine legamri. So this whole Mishnah is not a skalten according to Rab Shimon. That's why he's chaylik on the Mishnah. Now, what was the, let us see Rashi. Poisel al yodai. Da havalei kemaima acha maima. So, we have two brothers, they're both b'nei teshonim. Reuven was miyabim rochel. So he has a din maima. Now, Shimon is, so she's midrabonon, she's Reuven's wife. Fine. Now, Shimon was miyabim rochel, so now midrabon, and she's Shimon's wife. So now, each one passes on the other one. The havalei kemaimer acher maimer, the shneim toivsim bo.
that both are teifes. We don't pass called the Gamliele Maimer Achamaim. We pass Yesh Maimer Achamaim. It's Kone Vishaya. So Memele, so Reuven is a Kenyan in Rachel. Shimon is a Kenyan in Rachel. So now each one is also a Rachel because of the Kenyan of the other brother.
Vikiven the boy get Mishani. So now Rashi says, this can't exist. I can't coexist with the Rachel having two husbands. So she needs a get from Shimon. Kambesa olei bekiven shaloibone shuv laivne. So the minute Shimon will give a get, so Memele, now Reuven won't be able to remain with Rachel, because the get creates a loyivne. Kiven shaloibone shuv loyivne. Now, I'd like to explain something we had before, and Daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, a member of Rove. Rove said, and Daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, Nosan get lemamoroi, hutro afilo hi, my time, my de ovadbo shokle. Maimer is an ishes tarabonim. Now, if Reuven made Maimer in a Yevome, here the Gemara Lamed Beis is speaking about a godl made Maimer. So now she's Reuven's wife. What happens if Reuven gave a get lemamoi? Not lezikosai. I don't want to give a get to the zike. A get to the zike is like a chalitza. I don't want to do that. Chas v'shalom. I want to give a get lemamore. So the Gemara says, ma do ovad shokal. He made maimer. He gives her a get. So whatever he did disintegrates. And now Shimon is allowed to be miyabmo. He says, it matters how you give the get. If you give the get the zikosoi, so then you made tzoris. Then it's like you gave a chalitza. That is a loyivne. Given shulay bonashiv loyivne. Get is like a chalitza midarabonon. So then you can't make yibum. But if you gave a get lamamore, so then it's finished. Mada ovet shokul, and therefore the mutar la'achiv. That's what Rava says. We paskin like Rava. Mada ovet bo shokul. Period. Now. So there's a shrekliche problem over here. Rashi says, but Rashi said as follows. There was two brothers, they were Bnei Tershonim. Reuven was Miyab Mrochel. Fine, so here's a Kinyan Maimer. Shimon is Miyabim Mrochel. He also is a Kinyan Maimer. So both of them are mine. Now, she's Reuven's wife, she's Shimon's wife. So Rashi says, so Shimon has to give a get. So Rashi says, no, but the Mishnah says, Paisla Yod, it's finished. As long as Shimon made Maima, Shimon was Miyabma, and it's like a Maima, so finished. The woman can't be with her, Shimon can't be with her. So Rashi says, let him give her a get. So Rashi says, well, we'll give her a get. Skiven shaloi bone shuv layivne. He's also to Reuven already. So skan shoyel abem. Why does he have to give a get to the zike? Let him give a get to the maima, not to the zike. Mada ovid shokel, whatever he did, he'll take away, and let Reuven continue. This is a kasha on Rashi. The Chazanish asks this kasha on Rashi. We paskin like Rove. So what did Rashi say over here? Rashi seemed to ask the kasha. Rashi asked, let Shimon give a get. So Rashi says, Shimon will give a get. It's bitter. So that is a layivne. So that's for the Chazanish. That's Tafke. If he gives a get lezikosoi, let him give a get lemamore. So the Chazanish wants to say a Teretz, he brings a Ramban and Rabban Gamliel. Amoridike Ramban. The Ramban says that all the Maimorim are Agudim Zebozeh. If two brothers made Maimor, so it's, they're attached one to the other. And when one brother gives a get to his Maimor, it's Pegay in the Maimor of the brother also. That means if Shimon gives a get to his Maimor, so it's chepening the Maimor of Reuven. That's what the Ramban says. And let us say one more on the Kudus. We'll appreciate what the Chazanish says. Rashi Shita is that if a person made Maimor and he gave a get to Mamoroi, so to him she's also, but to the other brother she's Mutter. But to him she's also, to the Balas a get she's also, even though he gave a get to Mamoroi. This is a Rashi Dafnun Beis Amid Beis. Rashi says, I feel according to Rove, the Bala Maimor, after he gave a get to Mamoroi, she's also to him. Now, I'll copon him, she'll be mutter to the other brothers. The other brothers will say, Mada over chokel. The Gabi himself, she's also. So, Memele zokta chazainish, that, Rashi holds like the Ramban, so it's very good. So, the get of one brother affects the maima of the other brother also. It's keilu, the other brother also gave a get to his maima, so therefore she's also to that brother. That's what the Chazanish wants to say, Aliba de Haramban. Perhaps we could say a different teretz, and that will be Messiah. The Gemara, and that Nun Beis Omid Beis, when the Gemara speaks about this Shaila, that if you can make a get l'mamoroi, if you can make a get lezikosi, if you can split the get, I just want to give a get to the maima, not to the zika. Can you do such a thing, yes or no? Lalocha, you can do such a thing. But the Gemara is a shaila if you can do it, and the Gemara clears the shaila as follows. The Gemara says that, do you say maima is ilu zika, or is haylechu dekoi v'haylechu dekoi? And that means as follows. Do you say that the maimer becomes attached to the zike? It's malim the zike. It makes stronger the zike. But it's a chelik of the zike. And if you learn maimer is ilui zike, you can't give a get to the maimer, not to the zike, because it became one unit. You can't give a get to half an ishus. It became one. Maimer ilu zike. If you hold haylechu dekoi, v'haylechu dekoi, the maimer has nothing to do with the zika, so then you can say you can give a get to the maimer and the zika remains intact. But this shaila, if you can give a get to maimer and not to zika, is only if you hold haylechu dekoi, v'haylechu dekoi. But if you hold maimer ilu zika, then you can't do such a thing. Now, let us just say, one vote, according to Rashi, that Rashi holds that we're not talking about Maimo over here, we're talking about Abiyas Bentes. Abiyas Bentes is Zichan Ilu Zike. I mean, a Torah is Kainah. I mean, a Torah, she's Kainah, she's his wife. It's not Shah Heilachu Dekoi, the Heilachu Dekoi. I mean, a Torah, you don't give Chalitz anymore. So the Abiyas Bentes, which also Rabbonon Kemaima, it's Zika, Ilui Zika. If it's Ilui Zika, you can't give a get only to the Maima and not to the Zika. The get has to be on whatever the be accomplished. So the minute he gives a get, so Memela, so that already the get works in the Zika. So Rashi says, so he can't be Miyabamo because Kivin Shaloi Bone, Shub lo yivne.